So hello and welcome to the final podcast in the Enterprise Shed. Some of you are reaching the end and have now reached this step. There are still some of you making your way through, and that is also absolutely fine. You're very welcome to stay within the course and keep interacting with each other. Many of you are really positive about the business model canvas, which we've introduced this week. Maybe you could use this as a takeaway or summative model to be able to bring your thinking together. There's more information widely available on Google about the business model canvas. One of the things I think is particularly important to bear in mind is that it's the means of creating and delivering the value through your business idea rather than the idea itself. The right-hand side is about what happens in front of your customers, front of stage. The left-hand side is about what happens backstage, which your customers can't see. Don't forget about those important elements. There's a lot of discussion in this week about mentors and about accessing networks beyond the course. Actually, what we've seen through the course is the importance of people, of sharing, of giving, of receiving, of supporting each other, and generally keeping the spirit of the shed alive. When we designed the Enterprise Shed, we designed it as a place to come and meet each other and to enter that supportive environment. So do try and look after each other and keep in touch and keep supporting. In step 4.9, we do suggest some places that you might go to find more networks and open yourself to meeting potential mentors. We encourage you to look at Facebook. Currently, this is a closed group, but we will accept you and you will get onto that page. We've kept it closed to maintain a culture of sharing. Some of you have also been hesitant in sharing your ideas, but have definitely felt rewarded when you have done so. So really well done for that. People have shared anything from tangible examples of their idea as it has now developed, but also of blog reflections, which we've particularly enjoyed, and that show a shift in the way that you think. Remember that the course stays open, so keep using the tools and feedback within. Some people are still arriving as we record this podcast, so feel free to go back and meet them. Whether you have taken and can see the next steps in making your idea a reality, or you have challenged and changed the way that you do think, you've developed confidence to share and develop your ideas in the future. Thank you in particular for the comments in step 4.10. Please do complete the feedback to help us improve our course and shape the FutureLearn platform. One thing we haven't really talked about is failure. And actually, we're sometimes challenged on how optimistic we are. But we are optimistic. We're optimistic about the likelihood of success for ideas that are grounded in reality, for ideas that have directly interacted with customers to solve problems and therefore are demand-led. So why not take small steps to make small risks? A reminder of our interesting saying from Google that is fail fast and iterate. We really think that's quite a good mantra to take forward. So on to the exciting business, the People's Choice winners. We will list these on the platform. And actually, we were offering two, but we have got really excited. And so there are five of you. Firstly, to Manisha with the solar cooker as a sustainable alternative. Secondly, Anna Lee, who's incorporating archaeological prehistory into the UK Key Stage 2 curriculum. Thirdly, Penny, creating comic books and animations to tackle key issues. To Sid, who is providing library access to isolated and disadvantaged people via local courier services. And finally, to Katrin, who's helping students to improve their statistical data analysis through a tailored software package. Really well done. Thank you firstly for getting this far, but also for winning over the others in the shed and generating the likes and interest in your ideas. So as the sun goes down here in the shed, take this as an informed start, not as the end, supported by those here around you. Keep in touch with us via Facebook or Twitter. And thank you and well done.